But one of the people that's been very involved in the conversation that surrounded these statewide lockdowns and the governor taking control with executive order and whether or not some of those things were really legal. Catherine Henry, attorney on with us right now to talk a little bit about Restore Freedom. RestoreFreedomMI.com. Catherine, thanks so much for being here with us today. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful. Can you bring us up to speed? I know you've been working behind the scenes here diligently throughout this entire process to make sure that folks are informed about different things and continue to get the word out about our rights and what people are talking about right now. Specifically, though, what is Restore Freedom?
So we have a proposal for a constitutional amendment that bolsters the system of government we already have in place. Okay, these are not changes to the structure of our government or the main mechanisms in which they function. What this is doing is solidifying the people's voice, the people's access to information, the people's ability to access their government and to participate in government. So all the changes in here go right to the fact that we've had our rights stripped away from us by our governor, and we have no real direct connection with the people that are supposed to be representing us on being able to get the information that is supposedly leading to those choices to try to take away our freedom. So the whole purpose of this is to bring everyone on the same page very clearly about the kinds of procedures that need to be in place from the government's perspective so that the people can participate truly and fully in government. Mm. So, like I said, we have this petition. We are collecting 425,059 signatures by June 30th, and we will have them sorted and counted and tallied and everything and turned into the Secretary of State within the week following, and then this is going to go on the ballot for the November 3rd election.
Wow. Okay. So, look, I know a lot of people are talking about these types of things, specifically when they started seeing, you know, the governor having these broad sweeping powers, and coming out and making these announcements. Catherine, one of the things you've been talking about is, does she or does she not? The legality. Now these cases are making their way through courts, and we started to see Michigan in a lot of ways opening up and people, I believe, in the state going their own way, especially after they saw confusion. There was lack of clarity and transparency from the governor. People were willing to go along with it for a while, but eventually it hit a tipping point and they said no more. And it sounds like what this effort is really an effort to make sure that this doesn't happen again. What exactly are you proposing that can be done to stop those things in this initiative?
So to answer you exactly, I don't think we have enough time on your radio show right now to talk about exactly, but I'm going to do some Facebook Live videos that go into a lot of detail, but essentially some of the things, so I'm going to point out just some examples. Okay. So we have, so all along we've had the situation where governors interpreting, let's say the MCL 10.31 powers separately from 30.403. So her emergency powers of Governor Act from 1945 versus the 1976 Emergency Management Act. And so all along her claim has been, well, they're two totally separate and distinct powers and laws, and I don't have to abide by the Emergency Management Act as long as I'm following the Emergency Powers of Governor Act. Essentially, that's what the Court of Claims judge said a couple weeks ago, and that's what's being appealed in the lawsuit from the legislature's perspective. But some of the provisions in here go to address just that very notion. So there's case law on point that very clearly says the way that we have to interpret statutes here in Michigan. And so what one of the amendments here is to add a new section which specifically addresses statutory interpretation and the limits that judges have, because obviously we have an issue where there's some judicial activism and judges are not actually reading the text of our Constitution or state Constitution or our United States Constitution. So there's some provisions in there that reel that judicial activism back in and require them to go through and understand the text of the Constitution as it is written, because that's what this is all about. So that's one example. Another example is your listeners probably know about the Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act. Mm. Those are great, but obviously we're in a situation where, number one, the governor thinks that she can set aside those two acts during coronavirus, emergency powers. But also, there are so many exceptions and nuances to those statutes that there's really no way to have good, clean access to government information. So what this amendment does is essentially put into the Constitution the essential elements of those two statutes, as well as some additional requirements about governmental accessibility and accountability. So in other words, at the end of the day, when this goes through, what it's going to do to the Constitution is require people to have a very straightforward way of getting information from the government, whether it be like a city council meeting. They will be required to post those minutes and any related documents right on their city website. Court hearings. A lot of people are wondering what's going on with the legislature's lawsuit against the governor. And every step along the way, it's really hard for people to be able to look up those documents, to see where we're at in the case, to get that information. So this makes clear that every single court in Michigan will have an online access to information system so that you don't have to pay to view these kinds of documents. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, there's going to be cases like child abuse and neglect where the safety of a minor would require that those documents not be posted online. And so there are some exceptions for those kinds of situations. Right in the text of the amendment, but those are just two examples of how we're specifically clarifying processes and things so that the power returns back to the people where it's supposed to be. I guess one thing I could say that I didn't mention is the issue of masks and, PPE, face shield, all kinds of things that are being mandated, either in the workplace where it's really not appropriate or, out in public, because that's what the governor has said. So there's a provision in here that specifically identifies a person's bodily integrity in not having to wear those kinds of things in a job that it doesn't require. Obviously a surgeon who's in an ER situation or, who's in the middle of surgery, they're going to have all kinds, they're going to have their gown and they're going to have their mask and they're going to have gloves and they're going to have all that stuff. But we don't need our freedom being impinged by these requirements to wear masks or other PPE in situations that it makes no sense. So, for example, masks in the kitchen in a restaurant, you do not want people to wear masks like that. There's a variety of health and safety reasons why not to. And so we're just applying common sense and essentially putting common sense right back into the Constitution. So hopefully that answers your question on a few of the specifics, but let me know if what else you might be wondering.
No, that's great. Catherine Henry is Restore Freedom. She's an attorney here in Michigan, restorefreedommi.com. I know you're looking for help because you're trying to get these things. It's a petition that people are going to need to sign. Talk a little bit about that and tell us just briefly in 30 seconds, if you can, how folks can help out.
Absolutely. So we have, first of all, we have the website restorefreedommi.com. And then the email for reaching us is restorefreedommi@gmail.com. And we're going to be streamlining processes today, in fact, a little bit better, because the wonderful problem we're having right now is that we have at least 500 people that we have yet to reach back out to so we can get them trained and able to circulate these petitions. So what I'm going to ask you guys all to do is either check my Facebook page or check the website, restorefreedommi.com. to get the instructions on how to sign it or how to circulate it to other people. All the specifics are out there, but we do need to make sure we're properly training people and that they understand what the law is and what's required on these signature pages. And then we're working with a team of people to distribute the petitions all across the state so people can start signing right away. So on my personal Facebook page, I'll have something posted later today with specifics, as well as restorefreedommi.com. All the information will be there as well.
Yeah, it's important because I know that the news cycle moves swiftly, and it's funny because now that we're out of this and we're seemingly on our way to a recovery at some point as things begin to open up a little bit more here in the state with the governor's latest orders, it's important not to forget that, you know, we want to make sure that if you did not agree with this, And this was something that you were concerned about, that, you know, you continue to take action on it so it doesn't happen again, because, you know, we have, I guess, the threat or the possibility of the governor again deciding that she wants to plunge us back into a close down when it's convenient for her.
Exactly.
Very interesting to note that everything's open up now that we've got protesters out on the streets. So I don't know.
Right.
I regardless of where you stand with any of this, I think that the truth is, and it's more reasonable that we would have a representative form of government and that people are actually represented, and that our folks come together to make sure they work on these issues together. And Catherine Henry, we appreciate you being here and shining a little light on this. Again, it's restorefreedommi.com. Thank you for being here with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Attorney Catherine Henry.